This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. Anybody who has gone for a drive recently will know that there's plenty of work being done on the highway, whether it's from further south, say Dublin, all the way up to Port Augusta, and probably even further on. I'm joined this morning by Paul Kermode, spokesperson for the Department for Transport and Infrastructure. Paul, how are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
So what's the latest on the road projects around the state?
Well, as you say, we do have a lot of work going on in the regions at the moment. It's a very important part of what we're trying to deliver, and there's going to be some very significant improvements with the works we're doing. As you said, we start from the south. We're doing some work to the, which is called the Dublin Sail Yard Access Upgrade Project. So essentially, the South Australian Livestock Exchange there, we're doing some work to make it easier for the really big, heavy vehicles to get into there, which will improve productivity for them. As part of that project, we are upgrading the Port Wakefield Highway Junction with Carslake Road. We're also working with the Adelaide Plains Council, who will do some of the works for this project, which include widening of Carslake Road for around 2.2 kilometres and that access into the Dublin Sail Yards there. So we're at the early stages of that project. We've done the early work, the site investigations, getting everything ready to start the major works, which is happening now. So we're putting in turning lanes there to get off of the highway into Carslake Road and vice versa. Again, that's going to be a project that will have really good impacts for the freight industry, for people moving livestock in and out of that the livestock exchange there at Dublin.
Of course, in Port Wakefield, the highway overpass project is underway. You see lots of trucks moving dirt around at the moment. Where are we at?
Yes, we've moved around 60,000 tonnes of road base south of the township there, which have come from a local quarry used for the road construction. What we're doing there is it's a two-pronged project in parts, the main parts, which is to have two lanes going each direction through the township of Port Wakefield. And also, everybody knows that, particularly at holiday time, that which is colloquially known as Crash Corner, the big intersection there at Copper Coast Highway, Augusta Highway, we're putting an overpass there, which will take out all of the at-grade turns. So it'll make it a lot safer and easier for people to go where they need to go there. We've done a pile of work already. We've pretty much got the ramp. If you go past the work site, you'll be able to almost speak to what it's going to look like, the overpass, because we've got those that road base for the ramp really starting to take shape now. We've got for the new alignments completely cleared and under construction. The piling works are overway, so we need obviously to put the piles in to make the overpass, which will be about 6 metres above the ground. There's 120 precast concrete piles are getting hammered into the ground to form the substructure of that overpass, and that's well underway. We expect that to be finished next month. And ongoing earthworks for that southbound carriageway from the Copper Coast Highway to Port Wakefield Highway was done 5 to 6 layers there, compacted on a 1 kilometre section of that southern ramp. So, yeah, heaps of work happening for that project. They'll continue to happen. Within the township, we need to finalise the southbound lanes, which are east of the service stations, and widen the Port Wakefield Road between Balaclava Road and Minnie Street. So plenty of work there. That's a project that's rocketing on. It's supporting, on average, 95 full-time equivalent jobs per year. So having a really good impact while it's happening, as well as obviously those great benefits once we're finished.
Is it all going to schedule? What's the finish line? How far away is that looking?
Well, we started major construction in December, and we are still aiming to have that project finished by the end of 2022. So rocketing ahead and on schedule as we speak. So planning to have that completely done, open to traffic by the end of 22.
Of course, people travelling through Port Augusta will also know that the bridge duplication project is still underway. What's the latest on that project?
It's a similar timeline there. We're expecting that to be completed by the end of 2022. What that project is doing, for people who might not be familiar with it, is we're essentially constructing a new bridge right next to the existing one, which will allow two lanes in each direction. People who have driven there would know that it can be bit frustrating if you get stuck behind one of those big trucks, which do tend to go through there. And also, we've had to lower the speed limits there just for safety reasons. So it's going to be easier and safer for people once we have two lanes going in each direction. Similar kind of timeline there. We started our major work in last December. We've got people might have seen some barge vessels have arrived in Port Augusta. We started marine piling in January. So we've got to do 75 piles in all, which are, again, start that substructure for the bridge that we're constructing there. That will continue until September. We've mobilised a 450-ton crane and boom at the abutment, which that's being used to load materials on and off of the barges into the Gulf. And we're doing some east side foreshore embankment work, which we need to widen the existing road, essentially to allow ourselves enough room for those extra two lanes of traffic to get onto the bridge. That one was transported around 30,000 tonnes of quarry material from local quarries, and that's being used at the moment to do the west side foreshore abutment. And we need to widen the road there from two lanes to four, so we have two going in each direction. So again, we are ploughing ahead and things are on track there. We're going to be using around 1,500 tonnes of Australian produced steel for the concrete works there, and there'll be 1,000 metres of concrete safety barriers installed by the time we've finished that. So there's plenty of work to get through, but we're going well so far.
No worries. Well, Paul, thank you so much for your time today.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Paul Commode with the Department for Infrastructure and Transport on your Classic It's Breakfast.